And as you can see, I had the contract revised so that the down payment will only be 25% of the total fee instead of 50%. The monthly payment will be charged after 2 months of your use of our service. I trust you'll see that everything's in order, but if you have any concerns, I'll be happy to discuss it on the spot. You should know that our ladies at the Lust Frontier are excited to work with you to fulfill your every need. Oh? You might have missed it. All the original incentives of our first contract remain. Nothing less. It's on page 3. Okay. You feel that the entire package is lacking. I see. I believe the adjusted payment scheme should have been enough to entice you to renew your contract with us. No. It's, of course, understandable that you'd be looking for more. You are one of our most loyal clients, and should be rewarded for sticking with us for so long. We will have to think of more incentives for you, however. I'm afraid we've given you every add-on available to our market. The widest range of attractive women to choose from, on-call blowjobs, a weekly massage session at any location of your choosing, as well as the option to be served by as many as 10 of our best ladies in the same evening, once a month, and more. The Lust Frontier isn't exactly rigid when it comes to what a client may or may not have in their package. We could get as creative as possible, but the first step in producing a custom package for you is knowing what else you may be interested in. Me? Oh my, such flattery. Well, I have been your account manager for almost 2 years now. I suppose it only makes sense that you'd have a desire for me to service you in other ways as well. Oh, please. That's all right. As an account manager, I've also been trained to learn about the services our ladies offer. I'm as capable as they are in giving you what you want. Yes. I am saying it is perfectly possible to add that to your contract. It's not always that an account manager is asked to service clients, but it isn't unheard of. There have been cases where the account manager must decline, however, because of scheduling issues. Servicing and managing accounts at the same time can take a toll, and there is the risk of the account manager having to choose which role to prioritize first. Luckily for you, I'm one of the best in my team, and you happen to be my favorite client. I'm sure I can find a way to make things happen for you. Why do you think I've fought hard with the finance department to make the payment scheme more favorable for you? I'm glad you agree. Oh? You want to know my limitations? I think you'll find that I'm perfectly capable of handling whatever you desire. And if my client sheet is correct, what I'm saying is that I can be the perfect little girl for you. Daddy. What would you have me do, Daddy? Would you like me to crawl on all fours underneath the table? Or would you like me to be a little more bold and climb on top of the desk, give you a little bit of a show? I don't care if anyone sees, Daddy. I am your little girl, and I'm only here to please. And I know Daddy likes it when everyone sees his little girl be a complete slut for him. What are you looking at, Daddy? Are you staring at my cleavage? Want to see more of my tits, Daddy? Would you like me to strip for you here, at this office, in broad daylight, with everyone seeing what's going on? I know you like this. I know you like watching me sitting at the edge of this desk, with my legs spread open, giving you a view of my pretty panties underneath my tight skirt. while I unbutton my blouse and reveal my white, lacy, see-through bra. Can you see it, Daddy? How my nipples are hard. And how my panty is soaking wet for you. I want you to do something for me, Daddy. I know little girls aren't supposed to make requests and must always do what Daddy wants them, but if I hike my skirt high enough, can you bite the garter of my panty and pull it down my thighs? I just think it's hotter. Fuck. Daddy, can you see? Can you see how dripping wet I am? How my inner thighs are soaked by my juices? I wanted you since I stepped into this office, Daddy. And I'm so happy I can finally please you. I can see your bulge from here, Daddy. You must be so hard and aching by now. Come, let me soothe your cock. Let me just slip onto your lap and move down to your knees. Kneel on the floor where I belong. Oh my, you're so huge and hard, Daddy. I don't even know if it can fit my mouth. Fuck, even my fingers can't wrap around it completely. You're so big, you're making when I suck on your big cock. Can I see how good I'm making you feel, Daddy? Do you think that the men are wishing that it was my mouth around their cocks right now? Oh, but they can't have me, Daddy. I was trained to please you and only you, Daddy. To suck on your amazing cock, to have my throat fucked by it. Oh, but I'm sure you want something more, Daddy. You want my dripping wet cunt, don't you, Daddy? You want to fill my tight pussy with your big cock, stretch me out, and come deep inside me. You want that, don't you, Daddy? Would you like me to ride you, Daddy? Bounce myself up and down so I can fuck myself with your huge cock. You want that, don't you, Daddy? You don't even care that everyone's watching now. In fact, I'm sure you'd even want them to watch how you now own a good little slut. How you have her mewling and moaning for more. I've wanted to satisfy your demands since I sat down across the table. And I didn't think I'd be able to satisfy you by sitting on your lap. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're too fucking big, Daddy. Oh, I can feel myself stretching so much. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, your cock is too huge for me, Daddy. I don't think I'll get used to this. Oh, my. Yes. Oh, fuck. Daddy. Grab my ass and slap me towards your big cock, Daddy. Force me to take your massive cock. Fuck. Oh, God, Daddy, you're filling me up so good. I can feel my tight pussy stretch out so much. Oh, fuck. Yes, Daddy. Pound me on the table. Pound my wet little needy cunt. I need it. Fuck. Yes, yes. Oh, fuck. Daddy. Myself up and get ready to go. I just need a moment. Oh, that was a lot of fun. Thank you. Right. I'll make another draft of the contract and send it over to you personally. Yeah, I can have it done before the day ends. Where would you like me to deliver it? Your home address? Of course. Oh? You'd like to have me naked and wearing just a collar? Well, normally I don't take requests until the contract has been signed. But seeing as you've already fucked me silly, of course, Daddy. I'll be a good little girl for you, and wear nothing but my collar when I meet you tonight.